Well, I'm super excited. Yes, we have Esther Kazungu in studio. She's going to be our guest host for the day. If you don't know who she is, of course, she has a big personality, super funny, satirical. And of course, she also studied, she focused in linguistic media and communication from Moi University.
Sis.
Yes,
bachelor of art.
I can stalk a girl, that's fine. She, of course, is skilled in Adobe Edition, and she is skilled in just being funny in general. Hello, welcome for the first time on The Fuse.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I am really humbled.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm super excited. So you just recently got married, by the way. Congratulations.
Did you?
Thank you, yes.
Oh, wow. So everybody at the office was asking me earlier if they could slide in your DMs, and I said yes. So.
Oh.
That might be a little bit of a problem.
And, like, clarify.
Yes,
that.
We'll
so,
do,
guys,
we'll do.
Earlier on, now cancelled.
Yeah.
Cancelled.
Should we redact that statement? I wanted to know, because you're both in the entertainment industry, how that is, how has it been, and how's it going?
I mean, it's fine. For the better part, I haven't seen, like, there's nothing to write home about. We just, like, when we meet, when we're alone, it's just the two of us. We're not looking at me as a content creator. We're not looking at James as an MC. It's just us as friends, as besties.
We love to hear it.
Yeah. And speaking of content creation, what have been some of the challenges that you might have had as well?
Oh my gosh, creative blocks are the worst, and they come like so randomly, especially when it comes to when my mental health is on the low.
I hear you.
I can't, like, I just try, and people, and it so happens anytime I have like a mental breakdown, that's when something comes up and people are like, Essa, you need to recreate
yeah,
this.
Yeah,
like,
there
no,
we go.
I don't have the strength. I don't have the strength.
I wanted to, like, I think maybe we've been through, may I ask how old you are?
I'm 20. Oh my gosh,
in your 20s, early 20s or late?
No.
Late 20s.
I'm turning 29.
Okay, so we have an overlap there. So when I started 10 years ago, being a woman in comedy was weird. Mm. Like, I got a lot of, you're funny for a woman, and I feel like that has changed so much. Come 2022, it's kind of expected. Everyone's like, a woman is a real person that can do comedy.
Yeah.
And that must be wonderful to have that reaction where you're like, this is what I'm doing for a living, and people are accepting me, and
yeah,
it's something to celebrate.
Yeah, I'm glad. Like, I feel like also I just came in with it's like tunnel vision.
Yeah.
You're not looking at anything else. You're not looking at this is what they say about this certain topic. Mm-hmm. I'm just like doing content that I enjoy myself before even just anyone else enjoys it. So it's, for me, it's just been fun times, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm going to say you have navigated that fine line really well, because you do satire, and sometimes politicians can, you know, get a little hurt, and they make it known
oh
that they can
gosh.
Get a little hurt.
There's an MP who actually tweeted, and she was like, not all leaders, because this time I did.
Oh, God.
That, you know,
it's giving
like,
me.
I did. It's, y'all watch me, y'all follow me.
That's
like,
hilarious.
Really, yeah, so it was, I was just like, yeah, I understand, but I'm just speaking from a point of many of like the leaders we know or the positions that exist have
but
done
you gotta say, when somebody is like, but not all this is giving me not all men,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and you're
exactly.
like, oh, you went exactly. there and tweeted it, it's probably you, honey. I couldn't talk over that very profound moment when Hilary Duff says, if the light is off, then it isn't on. Think about that. That is the truth. It's Anne Moore and Nadia Fee. We got Esther here with us. You are not a guest today. You are our co-host.
Okay.
So whenever you want to chime in and sprawl yourself across the piano, please let us know.
Yeah.
And do you have our Would You Rathers ready?
I do got a couple Would You Rathers, because we were talking about collaboration. That is what you want to do this year. So I'm going to put it out there, by the way. Collaborate with our girl. But yes, would you rather make a skit with Elsa Majimbo or Wanjiku the teacher? Teacher Wanjiku. Ooh, tell us why.
Because I feel like it's easier to like get to somebody who is already like here. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because Teacher Wanjiku is creative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. She's funny.
Elsa is creative too. I'm not, you know, I don't want my words twisted.
Yeah. I hear you.
You can also download this, by the way, to catch everything that's happening on the Capital FM Kenya app. Would you rather we have a public engagement announcement or a private engagement?
Private. Immediately private.
Girl, same. If somebody did like a flash mob, I would beat them.
Oh my God.
I can't handle that. If you're in love with me, you're in love with me. It doesn't have to be a show for other people. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't know. Especially, what you mean. I don't.
And once a public
I want a full Kanye violin quartet on.
She wants
Nayo
doves
stadium.
To be released, like that full shebang.
I am too shy for that.
I want a public holiday. I want it all. I want it all. You can send us your questions, by the way, your Would You Rathers on the Fuse 984 Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or 0701984984. Capital FM Fanatics. I know you will not disappoint.
You can also dial *411*22# to get credible and reliable news straight to your mobile phone right now. A very beautiful woman is going to do that for you.
It is the Fuse 984. I see you over there.
That was all me. I'm sorry.
Making me think I'm going crazy.
Not me gaslighting you. Sorry.
Gaslighting me in front of like my guests. What I'm so excited about. Don't embarrass me. We're playing Would You Rather with Esther. And this is like the best day of my life. Esther, would you rather be half your height or double your height?
Yo, no. Oh my gosh. Like, can I have like my own choice?
Wait, what? How tall are you? Like 5'5", maybe?
No.
5'4"?
Either 5 flat or 5. If it's tall enough, maybe 5'3".
Oh.
Yeah. But I'm not. Oh my gosh.
So if you were double your height, you'd be the height of an average person.
Wow. Wow. I'm going home. Yeah, it's just bye. Bye.
So would you rather be half your height or...
Can I just like stay like this height?
No, that's not how the game works.
No. Half my height. I don't want to be
Thumbelina.
That's adorable, I'm going to say. There's a market for that too. All right. Would you rather be the only person who speaks out of their butt or the only person who doesn't speak ever again?
You speak out of your butt.
Yeah, you're the only person in the world who speaks out of their butt, or you just have you
Why
never speak
you
again.
Capsule
Fanatics come with some great questions.
I'd rather not speak again. I'll just write.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
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 Would you rather chew your toenails off or someone else chews your fingernails for you for the rest of your life?
Ah! Wait, no. Chew my toenails off.
Like, for the rest of your life, you're the one who chews your own toenails, or you have someone chew your nails off.
Like, so when you're going to the salon, you have to chew off your nails first, and then they get to paint your nails.
Yeah. You won't forget this year, that's for sure.
Oh my gosh, okay, someone else can chew them off.
Yuck.
Yeah, I know.
Would you rather have a no internet or no cell phone?
No internet.
No internet, I agree with that. Okay, let's see. Would you rather have no taste ever again or no smell ever again?
No smell.
Okay. Would you rather lose all your money you've earned this year or lose all the memories you've gained this year?
All the memories. We'll make new ones.
Okay. Oh, bless. And let me get one more. I can't say that question. Capsule Fan Fanatics, keep sending them in on 0701984984. It is a Fuse 984, and we are chilling with our new co-host, Esther. Confuse the internet, confuse the people, and not your favorite as well, by the way. We're going to get a couple more of your questions for Would You Rather, and then we're going to be finding out what's going on in the future and the state of being funny in Kenya. All right, so let's see. Capsule Fan Fanatics, by the way, thank you so much for sending in your questions. You are fabulous. Would you rather be always 20 minutes late for important events and meetings, or always 2 hours early to everything else in life?
Oh my gosh, 20 minutes late.
Yeah, who wants to be early?
It's gonna start late anyway, so.
Yeah. Okay, would you... Oh, let's see. Okay, would you rather your friend tells you that they have always been in love with you, or your boss tells you they've always been in love with you?
My friend.
Yeah, because sounds like a lawsuit. Would you rather be able to read someone's mind or control someone's mind?
Read someone's mind.
All right, fantastic. So let's talk about your mind as well and what you're going to be getting up to in the future when it comes to your content and you as a person in general.
So right now I'm really just focused on educating creatives who are coming up, because I feel like when I started out, I didn't have that many people to ask, or rather I was just blue-ticked. I was left on red. So I'm really passionate about guiding upcoming creatives on what they need to know when it comes to contracts, when it comes to the industry generally, because I have had my fair share of character development.
Yeah.
Yes.
You and I have a passion for mental health as well, so I do want to know, as a creative, mm-hmm. what advice would you give to the youngins maybe who have a mental block or are just kind of down in the dumps? It has been quite a couple years now. What advice would you give them?
Like, okay, I put out a post asking guys what they do during their mental lows, and one of the most common answers I got was, be in that moment and soak it all in. And that's one of the things people need to do when they are on a creative block. Just take it in that you are, accept that you're on a creative block, do something else, find something else to do, and just keep yourself busy, not necessarily trying to create, but just find something that's relaxing and not really something that requires a lot of thinking. That's what works for me. I feel like different people have different things that they do. Some people watch inspirational videos. I tried that once. It actually worked. It was really, really calming. And hobbies, I guess.
Yeah, one of your hobbies is dancing.
Dancing,
as well.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that real quick. Where can we see your dancing? And by the way, what are all your other social media platforms?
So I actually have a whole different dance account on TikTok called The Dancing Kazungu, but all my other social media handles are at Esther Kazungu on all platforms: Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'm not so active on Facebook. Who's active on? Are you active on Facebook?
I'm active on Facebook. There's a market there. There are many.
Wow, it's okay. So, Auntie, I'm sorry. Grandma. So,
I'm kidding.
But no, I don't know. I lost touch with Facebook. I feel like guys like Flaco really and Mike Mushia really like thriving there, and I'm so happy for them. But Facebook literally just told me, speak to the hand. And I was like, fine. Fine. Not all relationships are going to work, and that's fine.
That's absolutely fine. Thank you so much for coming into studio, by the way. You're always welcome back. You can catch this on Capsule FM Kenya. That is the app you can download on iOS and Android. You can also check it out on SoundCloud. Let's get the news, and then we're going to continue playing some games. What a day.